Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of
What the Tuck
with Brittany
and Lindsay.
All right, well, we are back again with our sixth episode of the 11th season of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Back again.
And, you know, this was quite a physical episode, I must say.
Would you say, let's get physical?
Oh.
Let's get physical, physical. I wanna schmink.
There was injuries, there were hurt feelings, there were fans, there was voguing. It was all over the place. It was a very entertaining episode,
I liked it. I thought it was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. And so, let's dive right into it.
Okay.
Because we had quite the drama after this last elimination.
I mean, they just can't take a break.
No.
Every time they come back from elimination, they're just getting sassafras.
Well, when you have this many sassy queens.
Yeah, the sass of personality. Will flow.
So, you know, again, for the 5 millionth time, freaking Silky, just talking all this. Let me lip sync for my life. Let me lip sync for my life. I'm starting to really get annoyed.
Well, the funny thing is like, oh my God, just be grateful. And even though you're in the bottom, even though you might be in the bottom three or whatever from episode to episode, it's more memorable if you're constantly having to lip sync for your life, like in a bad way.
Yeah. No.
Because if you're
I'm not loving on Raja because she's lip syncing for her life all the time.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like, yeah, you might be good at lip syncing, but that doesn't mean, like, why does she, I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get what she's trying
to
prove.
What does she think she's going to do? Like, all of a sudden, you know, you're in the bottom two, and then all of a sudden, RuPaul's going to be like, oh my God, you're a star.
Yeah.
Like, no, you're already in a negative light.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just trying to get by to next week. It's not like you're showing someone like some untapped potential.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Yeah,
it's such a weird mentality she has right now.
Very confused. And like I said, just getting really, really annoyed.
It's so irritating.
I'd have to go back and look, but I think she does this after every episode.
Ugh.
Every single one.
Well, she's done it in Untucked several times as well,
mm-hmm.
where she's just like, I was ready, bitch. It's like, oh my God. Okay.
Fine. That's great. Move on.
Like, either be glad that you're safe or be good enough to win.
Yeah.
Don't want to be.
But Brittany, she keeps losing or not winning because she's too beautiful.
Yes, because she can only do beauty.
That killed me. I was like,
what?
How
she is
high
lost
up on
it.
Your horse are you? To really? That's
delusional.
Your excuse? Give me a freaking break. But so, of course, there's already some beef between her and Evie just gets into it with her again.
Well, the whole thing is like, Evie is just reiterating what the judges said. You know, she's just saying, no, they said that they want you to expand beyond glamour.
Yeah.
And like, beyond
rest
a
on
beauty
your
face. And
just do something different.
And Silky gets all pissy. Well, Silky's doing the same thing that Raja does. When Evie says something that's very just straightforward, like a fact, and just her being honest,
mm-hmm.
she gets all pissy and starts talking shit on her. And it's like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
And it's not even clever. I mean, Raja's doing the same thing. It's
just, you're spooky, bitch. And it's like,
yeah.
So?
Yeah.
What? In what world is that some sort of clever retort where you've like burned her?
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
I mean, I don't know why Evie thought she had to then kind of lash out to calling out
Vanjie
as well. It was kind of a weird transition to me. I don't know if she was kind of on the defense and so she was trying to redirect.
Maybe, or like maybe we missed, maybe there was something edited out that
yeah.
we missed because it did seem kind of discombobulated.
Yeah. I was like, okay, they're going at it and all of a sudden we're focused on Vanjie and it's like, okay, yeah, she did get the same critique.
Yeah.
And we're all thinking the same thing, but I haven't seen any beef between the two of them. What? And then
I know, I don't know.
Shitstorm. So, fortunately, she's not winning many friends.
Well,
which again, she's right. She's talking truth, but that doesn't
mean you always have to say it.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I don't know. I think maybe take a break.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Like, from talking shit. Yeah. I mean, not actual talking shit, but just like saying anything.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's better to just sit back and watch other people take themselves down.
Well, which is like Ms. Vanjie said, you know, it's kind of that old proverb. If you don't have anything nice to say, sometimes just don't say it at all.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, just keep it to yourself.
I know.
So, yeah, it was quite a dramatic turn of events. But then, you know, of course, everything settles down. It's time to move on. Time to get into the mix of the next episode.
Mini challenge time.
It is the 69th International Drag Olympics episode. So, of course, Rue comes out.
In a tracksuit.
An amazing tracksuit.
I love it.
I would wear that any day. It looked comfortable. It looked fast. I was very impressed.
It looked fast.
Very impressed. And our first challenge is quite a fun one.
It is aerobics with...
Yes. Oh, Love shit. Connie.
Love Connie.
Yes.
I have never... heard of or seen before.
Yeah, I feel bad. This one missed me as well.
And I don't know, but just seeing this little mini challenge with Love Connie, I was like, I've got to find out more because this person is hilarious.
Yeah, I am all about it.
So funny. Oh my gosh, I was dying. I loved it. And I thought everybody...
And from the get-go, right out the door.
Oh, just...
Until she left.
Well, it was like...
Full energy.
Like a Richard Simmons type.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So everyone has to, of course, get in their quick drag, which is some very beautiful neon kind of early 90s,
workout outfits,
late 80s. Yeah, workout outfits.
High cut body suits and leggings and leg warmers and mm-hmm. such.
Sweatbands all around. And, you know, again, it was pretty fun. Like I said, I've been having a hard time with these mini challenges because they've been kind of lackluster. And this one was fun. I'm not saying necessarily it was the greatest performance, but there's always a kind of quick drag dance type challenge. And
this
I thought it was fun.
I thought it was fun. I thought it was good. I liked the energy. Mm-hmm. And it was, I mean, it was a lot more fun than freaking Rachel Maddow.
Yeah, that was terrible. You know,
but the problem with these things is you only get these very tiny clips of what they're doing.
Yeah.
So it is kind of hard to tell who did good at all. It's just like you see like three steps from one person and it's like, I guess they did all right.
At the same time, I'm kind of like, okay, it must not have been that good if it was that fast. Like when it was on Nina West, it was like a millisecond. I was like, okay, it must have been that fun to watch.
I think probably the funniest thing was when Miss Vanjie was on the floor.
Oh.
And her wig fell off. And then she kept rolling away and flipping her wig around. That was probably the funniest moment, I think.
Yeah, and that was a good save.
The most gift-worthy.
Oh, absolutely.
That's so funny.
Yeah, and you know what? It's so funny because I thought that Brooklyn Heights would do a lot better being a ballet dancer. That one was kind of...
Well, the problem is, I don't know. It's one thing to be a dancer, but this sort of a challenge isn't about being a technically good dancer. It's about being able to be funny and like bubbly and personality and just...
Jazzercise.
Yeah, you could be a terrible dancer, but still be funny and... Mm-hmm. And energy.
Which I must say, I was really impressed with Plastique.
Yes.
This whole episode, I feel like she did really well at giving more personality, which mm-hmm. they keep critiquing her about. Which again, that's what I like about the queens in, not in All Stars, just the regular show.
Yeah.
That actually grow with the critiques. And that's why I like Plastique. Again, I have little things for her too, but I like this growth.
I think, it does seem like she's trying to push herself, mm-hmm. which is good.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, lots of crazy, lots of fun, lots of good times.
And the winners were Plastique and Akiria.
Which I thought Akiria was really funny, too.
I did, too.
I liked her.
I like her personality. I thought that she really...
She is starting to grow on me big too. Time.
Well, I think in the beginning, she just sort of was like blending into the background. And I think that in the last couple episodes, she's really started to push her way forward.
Oh, yeah. And her... there's a term for it.
I don't know.
When they're just one-on-one. Like confessional or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
They're some so of my favorite.
Funny. I know. I love it when she pops up because she says the funniest things.
Oh, it's just, you know, there's some people where I'm just like, ugh, Raja.
Or Silky.
And I'm just
like, I don't care what you're thinking behind the scenes.
It's not funny. It's just a sob story or yelling at me. So no, I'm starting to really, really like Akiria. She's one of those ones that were kind of in the background. And I think she's slowly.
Yeah.
Building up momentum as more queens get debut.
Eliminated. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the prize or the
reward
for these two queens are that they get to be team captains
in the Draglympics.
Yes. Team Akiria from Tuck Pantistan.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a tongue twister.
It's a hard one to say.
And Plastique of Glamzonia.
Glamazonia.
I can say words. all right. So the teams, Akiria, so Tuck Pantistan is Brooklyn Heights,
mm-hmm.
Silky, Evie, and Suga.
Mm-hmm.
Solid team.
Solid.
Very solid.
Intimidating even.
Yeah. I was, as they were picking, sorry, we'll get into this. Glamzonia with Plastique is Raja, Fanji, Nina, and Scarlet, who is picked last again. Because everyone knows she can't dance. So.
She wasn't all bothered though. Yeah, and I think she knew very well that she is not a good dancer.
Yeah.
She didn't throw a fit like she has in the past.
Mm-hmm. There was no pouty face. Pouty lips.
She doesn't even have enough lips to pout. It's just
it's like her whole mouth.
Like a fish.
Yeah, it really, ugh. which, again, rough team. Rough team.
Yeah.
I mean, Plastique isn't a dancer, but she can make it through. Raja.
Well, she is actually, she's like part of, Alyssa Edwards, House of Edwards, and they're all about dancing. And so it's not like she's a professional dancer, but she knows how to move her body at least.
Yeah. Yeah. Raja was a dancer 15 years ago.
Which we all remember how that went.
Mm-hmm. Very traumatic. Ms. Vanji, their only saving grace. Well, I should say their star.
She's got personality and she can.
Well, she was a backup dancer.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they went into a whole thing about how she did backup dancing for forever.
I must have blacked out.
You did?
Okay.
You done did.
Oh my gosh, how do I not remember
I don't
that?
Know.
I seriously must have blacked out or something.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah. Nina West. Yep. And Scarlett, as we have discussed, is just
comical.
Two left feet.
Yes. Oh, I mean, if so it was rough. Possible to have three left feet, I think that would be about right.
Secret foot. but then, and so then you have Akiria, great dancer. Brooklyn Heights, great
professional dancer.
Silky, not a great dancer, but super over the top. So fake it till you make it. Evie, great dancer.
Mm-hmm.
Suga.
I think it's
she's not
like,
as bad as Scarlet.
Yeah. I would probably pick Suga over Scarlet.
Yeah. Oh, big time. So yeah, I could kind of tell there was going to be a front running team from the get go.
And choreographer Travis Wall is back.
Boop, boop.
I love him.
Oh my gosh.
I love him. So that was super fun, and all of the queens, of course, were freaking out because hello, and figure skater Adam Rippon.
Ooh,
oh,
I know,
hello!
Losing it.
He's so adorbs.
I have to shout out to Malibu if she's listening, because I thought it was funny, and they brought it up in some gifts about Plastique When someone says Mariah Carey, I don't know her. And when someone says choreographer Travis Wall, what?
I don't know popular
God
culture.
Damn it, Plastique, you're so full of crap. I love you, but you're so full of crap.
Full of it.
So yeah, some really, really great choreography. And, you know, from, oh my gosh. Okay. Well,
what?
Rewind. So there's three categories.
Oh,
in the,
right.
In the Drag Olympics,
I should say. In the Drag Olympics.
Voguing.
Vogue.
Fan. What do they call it?
Just fanography.
Fanography. Thank you. And
shablam.
Shablam.
Which is shablam.
This hurts my hips even
falling backward
about
on
it.
The ground.
Blam. If you don't know what it is, that's
look it up.
Strange that you're six episodes into this and still wouldn't listening. Know what that is. But hey, look it up if you're not sure. There's lots out there. Or just watch this episode. So we get into rehearsal and we have the Tukpanistan team first. And it's pretty darn flawless. I mean, oh my gosh.
Come on. Travis and Adam watching Brooklyn Heights do a run through.
Okay.
You saw their jaws drop like,
I watched it. Three times
it
over.
It was so funny.
I was just waiting that whole time to be like, okay, you're going to mess up. You're going to do something.
And it was
perfect.
And it
was just like, bop. And they're like, okay, we don't have any
critiques. And both of their faces were like, okay.
Moving on.
Moving on to then Silky rolling Lordy around Lord. On the ground like a mess.
Again, at least you can fake it till you make it. And
well, I mean,
she's like, I'm going to get up. I'm going to do it.
She at least has a good sense of humor about it because she is not a good dancer.
No, that is, she ain't no dancing queen. That's for sure.
No.
Good Lord. Raja just resting on this hole. I've been forever scarred by the last choreographer.
Oh my God. We'll talk about it later, but when she started tearing up on stage, it was like,
about ready to lose it.
Over yourself.
Well, and it's so obvious that it's just
I'm traumatized.
Yeah, it's an excuse. It's a scapegoat. It's like, no, you tell people you're a dancer and you're not really a dancer.
Well, and I thought that was so funny that when they asked this team, who has any dance experience? She said nothing.
I was thinking
she kept her mouth shut
thing.
And it was like, like yeah. You remember yeah. How that went last time.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. So annoyed. Poor Scarlett.
She's so bad.
Oh, sorry. She's on Glamzonia.
I thought we switched over because they didn't have
course.
A lot of comments for
yeah,
the first.
That's right.
And
so, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Raja and Scarlett. But then later in the judging, I think it was Travis Wall said that Scarlett's one of the worst dancers he's ever.
Not worst, hardest to work with.
Right.
Because he was saying that he's never worked with someone who was so like brain disconnected from their feet. But yeah, you can just tell it's just so awkward and so bad.
I know. It's like painful because it doesn't seem like from a lack of trying because she's trying, but she can't do it.
Yeah. It's like I've mentioned this before. I can't play basketball. I would love to. It looks fun. If I was in a contest to play basketball, I would look a damn fool.
Mm-hmm.
And that it just is what it is. I can't dribble.
Just get with it.
I can't shoot. But I'll try. You know, I actually might look like Scarlett if I tried to dance too, though. Like, professionally.
That'd yeah, I can agree to that.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. You're not a very good dancer.
No, I'm a terrible dancer. I've come to terms with this.
You, and I love watching you dance.
Aw, thank you. You know, it was interesting because it was like the challenge where they did
the like evangelical.
No, the movies, the Black Panther and Get Out.
Oh, okay.
I always forget the names.
Good God, Girl, Get Out.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Where the first team was so good and then the second one was so
rough.
So rough.
Well, it's the same thing with the evangelical challenge,
too.
Oh,
yeah, I guess that's true.
It's been very lopsided.
It's very hot and cold here. Truly.
It's like, oh, no.
That's unfortunate. So, yeah, I mean, again, it makes for fun watching.
Yeah.
And I definitely am holding my breath at the to see the final product, but it was fun.
Yeah,
it was fun. So then we get back to the workroom,
getting ready
to get all gussied up.
Ouch.
And Evie gets real about her connective tissue disorder.
Well, this week on RuPaul's WebMD, it's sad that Evie's condition is pretty fast moving, and like she's aware that she's got a very finite amount of time where she's going to be able to use her body, mm-hmm. you know, in the way that she's used to.
I think she was saying she met someone with the same disorder, which I apologize. I can't think of the exact name of. That was
the connective tissue disorder. Uh-huh,
that was maybe 10 years older than her in a wheelchair. And that's 10 years is
that's
not a
such
long
a
time.
Short amount of time. And like, I can't imagine the stress and the pressure to kind of like live your life to its fullest when you know that you've got sort of a ticking clock mm-hmm. on your body.
Yeah. And you know, to be in that amount of pain all the time and still rock it out. And like I said, I mean, she critiques people or gives constructive criticism, but she seems quite delightful to
be
around.
But the thing is, it makes me think, you know, like think about where she's coming from. Like maybe she's like, what the hell are you doing making up all these dumb excuses and wasting time when like you've got time? Like, you don't have any real excuses. You just need to get it together. Like she could have excuses to not do her best, but she doesn't complain. Mm-hmm. She just works hard.
Yeah.
And I think that that might be part of it, is she's just like, don't make excuses.
Yeah.
Like you've got nothing to really complain about besides the fact that you're holding yourself back with your bad attitude.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. So yeah, again, she's growing very much in my heart because we're learning more about her. I like what she's doing with her drag, and we're getting to know her better in a good way.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
She's getting high up in my favorites list. So.
Me too.
All right. Well, it is time
for the 69th annual
Drag Olympics. Drag Olympics.
I wonder what the mascot is.
Holy crap. That stage, though.
It was like production value up the wazoo.
Yeah. That was a lot of pink. That was a lot of shiny. I thought it was pretty. It was funny because it kind of looked like an ice skating rink in a way.
It did.
The floor was
Yeah, because it was so shiny.
Shiny. But it also, I'm like, in my mind, terrified for these girls because I would slip all over the place, especially in heels.
It did look like a very slippery floor.
Mm-hmm.
Why was it so shiny?
That was well buffed.
Oh, just how I like it.
Whatever. All right. Well, first up is Tuckpanistan. So, you know, no surprise. They pulled it out.
They did great.
Icaria looked freaking amazing.
Gorge. And those twerking skills were off the charts.
All over the place. No, I was all about it.
And then I saw, I didn't see it the first watch through, but then I was watching back through it. And it is so funny because there's this one part where, I think it's where Evie's in the front and she's doing her little back flip things,
which is unreal.
Unreal. And everybody in the back is like laying down with their legs in the air doing this leg choreography. Mm-hmm. And Silky's doing it with her arms.
How did I not notice that? Gotta watch
so
again.
It's so funny because she can't do it.
Silky girl.
It's so funny. Oh my God.
Well, you know.
You'll have to go back and watch it again.
I
was just like, what is happening back there?
And something is different.
And unfortunately, although she didn't let it phase her, Evie did roll her ankle.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you could see
it. Yeah, I saw it. And she played it off.
She stuck the landing. It's not like she fell over, but I did feel bad. I was like, oh no, I hope she's okay.
I saw that. I was like, oh, that is such a crunch. You can, again, slippery freaking floor. I know that's it. I just think the climax of Silky on the ground being just pelted with stuffed animals again.
So good.
Kind of sums up what I want to do, but you know, they were good. Everyone looked amazing.
Yeah. I thought
the
it was
flawless.
Fun. Yeah. I loved it.
I mean, except for little things, but they all pulled it off.
No, it was fun. I enjoyed watching it. But there weren't any points where I was like, ugh.
Yeah. So then we have Glamzonia.
Right.
Which, you know, I feel like it wasn't as good as the first one, but it wasn't as much of a train wreck as I thought
it was. I was actually pretty impressed because after their rehearsal, I was like, oh no. And they held it together a lot better than I thought they would.
Yeah.
Agreed. Although Scarlett did eat it pretty hard at one point.
Big time. Big time. And I know it's a stupid little critique, but it bugged me that Miss Vanjie's fan was backwards when everyone else's.
Oh, I know. It's just little things like that.
Little thing. Which, again, that's just OCD. I'm like, oh, it should all be the same. But other than that, I mean, again, of course.
Scarlett looked rough. She was very glaringly like...
Oh, yeah. Well, and Raja, too. She was boring.
Boring.
I mean, it was just
no personality. Well, like,
background dancer.
Like, especially with Nina Vanjie. And I was really impressed. Plastique was like...
Servant personality.
Like, all she these faces, great. Like, being really funny and, like, super exuberant.
Flipping that ponytail.
And it was like, so then Raja and Scarlett just sort of, like, sunk into the background. Yeah. And then Scarlett, you paid attention to because she kept falling and looking really bad. But, like, that's not the kind of attention that you want.
No. I mean, and Vanjie looked really good. I think... She was the best dancer of the team.
Right.
And, you know, Nina, again, at least you fake it till you make it.
She was camping it up, which made up for the fact that she's not a very good dancer.
Yeah.
But she at least was like serving personality.
But she did not shablam. Do you notice this? Because they did like a bam, bam, bam. And then she just is standing at the end with her fan.
Oh, I remember that. And I remember thinking maybe there was something where they must have made a decision of like, you can't do that. Like, she was afraid of hurting herself or something.
That's what I'm wondering, too. But then I was just like, man, point off.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, at least lay down. I mean, Silky just threw herself on the floor, rolled around. At least she was down. I don't know. I don't know. It was just kind of weird. Again, my little picky critiques.
Well, I don't think they're picky. It was part of the challenge. So, like, when it comes down to it, if you're not going to do part of the challenge, then it should count against you.
Yeah. So, I'd say overall, easy winner, easy team as the winners.
Are you calling them easy?
Easy.
Sleazy. Easy, sleazy, beautiful. Turkmenistan.
Mm-hmm. They're the winners, baby.
They deserved it.
Yeah.
They totally did.
I guess as it gets kind of later, but whatever. Spoilers.
Whatever. We'll get to it.
So... Here we go.
Oh my God. It's gold.
All
gold
that glitters
is Rue.
Oh my God.
She looks like a freaking
Valhalla warrior, Amazonian
like an Academy Award came to life.
Oh my God.
Just shiny.
So many shapes.
Gold. Awesome.
Ugh. I couldn't even look at the screen. It was so...
Rue looked so good. I love gold.
Yeah, I was loving it. I feel like she's done something similar to this, but in silver.
I feel like I have seen something similar, but I don't care.
Oh, I don't care. I was all
about it. Because I saw it and I was like, I feel like I might have seen something like that before, but this looks amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So, the girls come out in all of their golden attire.
Mm-hmm. Glistening.
Gold. Garanimals.
like Graham Cranimals. I'm just making crap up. Dripping gold. That's what I wanted to say.
Oh, yes.
I don't know. I just loved it. I love gold. I'm all about it.
Oh, it's so great. And I really liked, I mean, let's just go through them, but like I liked a lot of these looks.
Yeah.
I was digging this runway show.
Yeah. There are only two that I thought majorly bombed. And
we'll talk about them in a second because I'm not going to be able to hold back. So, Akiria C. Davenport. It was cracking me up because I think it was Michelle said, oh my God, it's a mini Rue. And I was like, oh my God, it is.
Oh yeah.
It looked just like a tiny version of RuPaul.
I was thinking that same thing. She looked beautiful.
Beautiful glamour. I love the close up. The mermaid flare on the bottom mm-hmm. with like the little feather things on it. When she walked, it looked so good.
Jeweled for days.
Yes.
I mean,
well, it's like if you're going to do it. And it mm-hmm. looks good.
Yeah. I don't love the necklace.
It's not my style. It's not my favorite, but with the look, I feel like
I get it.
Her
hair looks amazing. Her
gorgeous
makeup looks amazing. It was just full package deal.
Yeah. I loved it. I thought it looked so good.
All about it. Tens for me.
Okay. So then we had, Sugarcane.
Yes.
As like an Amazonian goddess mm-hmm. princess, which okay, I have two separate feelings. First feeling, I think it's a really cool idea. Second feeling, she totally bombed it on the makeup again.
Yeah, I have those same feelings.
It's just a bummer because I feel like she needs to really spend some quality time learning how to paint her face.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause she just always looks like a man.
Well, and she puts so much on her outfit that it seems like the last thing she thinks of.
Yes.
Which is very, well, I guess I shouldn't say strange because there have been a lot of queens who do that. But to another level, it's just not, I mean, I'll give her, at least her whole face isn't covered with something
right.
this time.
But it's almost like, that little bar on the chin looks too much like a weird little Flavor Saver goatee,
mm-hmm.
which already reads man, which I get it that she's going for like a theme, but maybe not that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the face doesn't read lady.
Yeah.
It just, I don't know. I just bummed me out. I just felt like it wasn't, she just needs to learn how to contour better and soften things to where like it's more feminine looking.
And just a full look.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I'd say to me it was meh. It was
fine. Yeah.
To me, better than some of the stuff she's been putting out there.
It is for sure. Like, I don't think she's in the bottom.
No.
But it could be better. And I mm-hmm. feel like that's most of her look.
She's like, still toeing the better. Line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then next we had Evie Oddly.
I loved it.
It's so kooky and weird, but in a way that like, I'm like, who is that? I want to know more about that person.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like the weird, like a weird eccentric lady you see on the bus that you're like, what is that person all about?
Well, then I totally get the like Japanese drug lord or like,
yes,
like Yakuza. I totally get it, like Kill Bill-esque style.
And I almost feel like the cane made it better.
I was thinking about it.
I was like, if she wasn't hobbling and playing out that character, I don't know if I would have liked it as mm-hmm. much. Because I felt like it read kind of like weird old lady. And I liked that.
Oh, yeah. No, I totally agree. I think her hat was kooky and weird. I
loved her glasses.
Yeah, I thought the little weird butt show at the end was funny, kind of like an old lady in like a hospital gown.
Doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, I thought
it was funny.
The gold teeth. I liked a full look and again, not boobin' about being hurt, just playing it
just
to her
go
advantage.
Out and do it. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
All right then. OMG, Plastique, the golden
goddess
angel of vengeance and beauty.
Yeah. I mean,
it's hilarious because we saw Miss Vanjie's attempt at an angel last week and it was so bad.
I know.
And this is so good. It shows you like a thought through, not like I'm in lingerie and I've got angel wings.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, this is a full, complete, like a goddess warrior angel.
I mean, her makeup is
So good.
Pretty. The headdress is so cool and just extra enough. Like the shoulder pads,
the like headpiece mm-hmm. looked so cool. And I liked seeing, because normally Plastique does such soft hair and like volume and all these things. I liked seeing that very sleek look on her. I thought it was really cool.
Yeah, I totally agree.
It was different, and I liked that it was like something we haven't seen.
Yeah, I was blown away by this one. And again, we haven't even talked about this before. This is why we think the same. Seeing that same thing. Like, ugh, putting Miss Vanjie to shame. That's not good.
And then on the flip-flop, Miss Vanjie comes out.
Oh, Lord. What a bummer.
As her self-proclaimed robotic Playboy bunny. Like, she came out doing the robot for some reason. And then, but if you think about it, last week, Plastique did a Playboy bunny, and it was hot.
Oh, yeah.
And this looks like garbage. It's so bad, Lindsay.
I'm going to say it. It's terrible.
It's so bad.
The fabric looks cheap.
Yes.
The cut of the fabric looks off. Like, it was wonky up in the front. The mask thing was fine.
Well, but it wasn't even that fine. It looked like it was just like very quickly handmade. And
yeah,
then,
but I mean, compared to the rest, it's fine. Okay.
But then one of my biggest pet peeves. They've already talked to her about constantly painting her body with glitter. And it's like, I get it if you're going to go gold body. But then why the hell didn't you paint your legs?
Yeah.
Because it's like gold, gold,
gold. So you're
gold,
a total
gold.
Robot.
And then you've got nylon tights on. What? Yeah. It looked so bad.
So basic. I could not even.
And it's the
just
same.
It's kind of vindicating to Evie, because Evie's told
the same goddamn thing.
Like, hey, you need to stop wearing the same thing every single time. And then she knows. Miss Vanjie says she knows. And she does the same thing. And it makes me really nervous for her, because I really just don't think she has anything else.
Well, and that's the problem, is that she doesn't know how to sew. I mean, we learned that from last season she was on, and she has admitted it. But then if everything she brought is a corset and tights,
she's doomed.
Then she's doomed.
She's doomed.
Because they're going to get so sick of it.
Yeah.
Because I'm already sick of it. I am bored. And I love Miss Vanjie's personality. But if you're going to be this basic with your looks, I don't think it's enough.
Yeah. Which, you know, when she did, when it was the, Zodiac signs. She did that super cool look with the, is it Sagittarius with the scales?
Yes.
And so I was like, oh, this is, what has happened? It's like, devolving.
In what world are you packing and you have something as amazing as that, and then you pack this thing?
Especially for a gold challenge. Like, it's not even that.
There's so many options.
Yeah, you could do
so
many things.
You could do so many things. I don't know.
Yeah, that total miss.
It kills me. Kills me.
It's a good thing I love her personality, because that was not good.
I know.
All right. Well, who's next? Who's next?
Scarlet Envy.
The same thing we saw last week.
Is just,
it's the same silhouette, except for it's a dress and not pants, which later.
It's just,
I'm
boring.
Sorry.
It's just boring.
Is,
and
her hair is so bad, and I can't get over the wig lines. I can't.
She loves a harsh wig line. I don't know why.
It's not even a good harsh wig line. It just looks bad.
And I don't know.
It's the same hair all the time. I just, ooh la la. No. And she's
still not digging
herself.
And the problem is that Scarlett doesn't hear any sort of criticism. Like, she comes out thinking that she looks her absolute best all the time. And so how's she ever going to grow?
Yeah.
Like, when the judges are talking to her, she does have like gold metal dangle earrings and then a white rhinestone dangle choker. And it does look bad. And I mean, to her credit, she rips it off and it does look better. But it's like, you should have made that decision in the workroom.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a taste issue right there.
Yeah. I everything with her, it's like, you see the idea and how it could have been good, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's like just slightly off.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. That was another miss for me. Not the bottom, but close.
Raja comes out in a golden bodysuit with like this mesh cage thing around her head, which is fine.
I thought you looked fine. I thought the ball thing was a little weird, I thought it was kind of funny that Michelle makes the, oh, I found, there's where my lost ball went. And everyone's just like, like, no, it's not.
Not a very funny joke.
No, it wasn't funny. It's like that. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think she did look good. I'll give her that. I thought it was kind of a cool Blade Runner-esque looking gold outfit.
It wasn't my favorite, but it looked fine.
Yeah.
I was not particularly happy with Nina West's look.
Yeah, I just...
It just seemed like... I had an instantaneous like visual of when Bugs Bunny dresses up like a Viking lady.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like so, 100%. So poorly proportioned, where it's all about the big boob shield thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it just looks like a costume slapped on. And it did. It looked like...
Well, what's bad is it looks like a gag man dress up as a Viking.
Yeah, costume. It doesn't look... Woman.
Like, it's not...
And I think it was Michelle that brought it up, is that, like, if you're going to have proportions like that on top, you need to pad your butt.
Yeah.
Because it looked like a man with a big boob plate on. Yeah,
exactly. It was just... Again, I'm fine with comedy queens. I love a lot of them. It's just...
Polish.
That shouldn't be...
Find the polish.
Everything. And it seems like every... It's just a joke. And... Just like Silky can't do beauty all the time, just like Evie shouldn't do spooky all the time. You know, you need to have variety, and she's not showing that at all.
Everything is very campy and very like... And when she tries to do things that are more toned down, then they're not well made, or they're not right, like the right proportion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, you got to get outside of your head a little and... Like, just show us that you have some versatility, that not everything has to be a goofy-ass costume.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see... Because I feel like Nina needs to show us more of who Nina is, not who her prepared perception of what Nina is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think she's like, this is my persona, and I'm campy, and I'm delivering it to you, and it's like... I want you to show us, because she does a really good job when she's doing her interviews and in the workroom of being open and genuine. But I feel like out on the runway, it's like everything is so prepackaged and prepared that where's the personality?
Yeah.
It's like this
she
facade
just seems
of personality.
Terrified. And yeah. I think that's it. She seems totally out of her depth right now. And I think that's it.
I think
she's insecure and scared. And, you know, in a homes or a comfortable setting, I think maybe you'd see that even with these looks. But yeah, like it's like a fun cake with crappy feeling.
I know.
I shouldn't say that because she doesn't have crappy feeling. It's like a fun cake with bland feeling.
Well, it's like the thing with when they did the monster last week where she... You know, in her monster, I'd like to freak look. She looked like a crazy, scary monster. But then when she got to the end of the runway, she started, you know, doing her campy thing. And it's like, no. Don't do that. It's like she fell into like, this is the persona I give. It's like, no, do like, be you in the character. Like, show us what you can do, not just what your pre-prepared character does.
Yeah.
So I
agree.
I would like her to let her guard down a little more. Am I missing anyone? I feel like I'm
Brooklyn.
Oh, Brooklyn.
She was like the...
Oh, in the turban.
Yes. What is that? Not vaudeville.
It was like old glamour.
Yes.
Like 20... No, let me think. Like 40s glamour.
Yeah.
Like 40s Hollywood glam. And it was pretty. I liked it a lot. But it wasn't like shablam.
Yeah, I thought it. I liked that it was a different concept, and I thought it was fun. But kind of still in the realm of the silhouette, she's very comfortable.
Yeah,
with.
I don't know that I felt surprised by it at all, or even really intrigued by it. It was just like, oh, that's pretty. That looks really pretty. But I don't know. I just want more.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, she played a fun character too, which they love. So,
well, and I know she brings it every week. She is always very polished and a very complete look. I don't know. Maybe I just want a little more I said it before. Well, I want more edge. I want a little bit of edge.
One, she set a high bar for herself, and so...
Yeah. So you're just more critical.
You expect more. Yeah. You've forgotten your favorite.
Silky?
Yes.
I did that on purpose.
I hated it. That is my other just total, total bomb. I think the Jesus jumpsuit is just...
What the hell?
I just...
It made no sense.
Maybe I don't
sense.
Get it. Maybe it's a southern thing, which I'm sure it is. But even
No. That's...
I don't know.
Because there's no reason to just have a giant cross on a bodysuit. It's not telling any sort of story. It's just like, I'm wearing a bodysuit and there's a giant bling cross on it. Yeah. It made no sense.
I hated it. I did not like it. And it's the same hair and makeup.
It was the same. It's all the
week.
Same. And I was really weirded out by that cross.
Yeah.
Why was it there?
I mean, power to yeah, you know, religious Republican, but
well, to subvert the Republican.
Yes, that's true. But yeah, I
don't
hated
know.
It.
That was definitely like Angie and Silky were bottom of the pile. Like, what are you doing?
Absolutely, and that's not even because I love Angie, but
I know
I will be fair. And she did, the look was terrible. And I don't like Silky, but if she had a great look, I'd give it to her. But it was
not
bad.
Good. It was not good. Mm-hmm. So the judges obviously love Tukpanistan. They're the winners. Mm-hmm. And Glamazonia are the losers. And so are, who won?
The whole gold enchilada.
Yes. Who won the golden enchilada?
Akiria did.
Akiria. That's right. And mm-hmm. I agree. I thought
I totally do too.
She brought
she picked
it.
A great team.
Yes.
She did great performing and her
she
runway
looked
look was
great
awesome.
On the runway. Yes. Yeah. I completely agreed. And I am glad that she's getting some more attention.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that will only give her confidence to keep pushing.
Yeah. I think so. I thought rightfully won.
Rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
And two queens from Glamazonia are going to be lip syncing for their lives.
Yes. Yes. Which,
oh my God.
Well, let's say, so down there at the bottom, we had Vanessa, Raja, Scarlett,
Nina,
and Brain, I can do
plastic.
Yes. And so Vanji is safe.
Well, hold on.
What?
Before anyone's safe, Rue decides to throw a little stick in the spokes.
Loop de loop.
Who do you think should go home?
Oh, duh. How can I skip? Oh, my gosh. This is one of my favorite. This is one of my favorite.
I love it because it always brings drama. Always.
Mm-hmm.
And this was no different. Holy crap.
Although, I think there was less drama because I feel like people a lot of times really get into why they choose others.
It was less drama in the, I guess, outward
the
drama on the
personal stuff coming out.
I just thought it was kind of ultimate shadiness because everyone down the line said Scarlett.
Which, I mean, I know.
But it was just kind of sad. With each person, it was ugh.
Oh, yeah.
But then Scarlett is like, I don't want to say anyone.
I love this. I don't want to say any of you girls. But I'm not going to say me. I was like, oh, geez.
So then she says Raja, which, yes.
Yes, because she's been in the bottom twice already.
But then, holy shit. Raja is not having that. And it's like, mm-hmm. Oh, my God, she's got to say somebody. And everyone else picked her, so get off of her ass.
Yeah, and it's a legitimate reason. You've been in the bottom twice. No one else up
it's
there has.
It's totally legit. Raja was like, I cannot handle her attitude. I can't stand her.
Oh,
she sucks.
Spent. I'm done.
She sucks.
All right.
I don't know. But.
Yeah, that was rough. Like I said, I feel like a lot of times there is a little bit more shade,
but I guess I mostly was just mad because Raja was such a bitch about it.
Yeah. No, that was, well, it was really cute. And again, Dina, you're so nice, but you're so insecure. How she said, you know, I'm going to say Scarlett, but I will say she has been working the hardest, you know, of anyone. And that should be taken into account. It's like, oh, that's nice.
It's sweet.
Miss Congeniality here.
Probably.
Trying to win them points.
It's not going to be Raja.
Hell no.
So, I mean, so, let's just get down to it. Obviously, Raja and Scarlett.
Yeah, I think Vanji escaped because she is so good on stage.
Well, and she did dance well. She did really well there. And so it could have been, I mean, they're not happy about that look. No. They
She will, I mean, Michelle ripped her. Michelle.
I know.
Travis, you know, Derby 101. You can't be wearing that shit. So she better learn. I really hope so. And then Nina, again, just proportionalizing. She's got to figure it out.
Yeah, figure out your body.
In the challenge. And I mean, Plastique is glorious. So,
just
I mean,
beauty.
There was nothing going on there. So yes, Raja versus Scarlett 2. Last dance.
The last dance. The last
dance. Which I must say, it's a slow build up, which thank God for Scarlett, because one of the most awkward reveals on the planet.
Oh my God. Oh
my gosh.
I thought it was a... It's a fun idea,
yes,
but not in a floor-length gown. That should be a thing if you're wearing like a little mini skirt or something.
Yeah.
Because you need to be able to do that in like...
Say, music starts. She pulls out some golden scissors.
And you're like, oh, what the hell?
Yeah, what's going on here? She proceeds...
To slowly...
Awkwardly...
Cut down the front of her dress like she's going to get out of it. But it is... Chest floor. And it takes so long. So she gets like halfway and then she starts wiggling out of it. And then it takes.
And she's trying to dance and lip sync. And I'm just like, oh, geez.
So awkward.
Oh, no. And I mean, it's actually funny because before that, I was watching with Cameron and I was like, man, that would suck to be in this gown and have your competitor be, you know, in this cat suit and they can move around.
It was definitely better.
And so
better
she did that. I was like, well, that's good.
And oh my gosh. Okay. So Raja, it really felt like a replay of her other lip syncs. Like I didn't feel like it was anything.
I'm not going to lie. This isn't my favorite lip sync song because I think it's a really, really
too slow.
It's slow, too slow for too long.
Yeah.
I mean, and they then, hardly get to the chorus and then it's like, it's done.
I didn't think it was very good. And I think Scarlett did.
I think she did the best she could. I thought the glitter bomb was cute and funny.
Yeah, she definitely put it all out there.
Mm-hmm. But the reveal was so awkward.
I think that really bit her in the butt. And I cannot tell you how many. I'm just so sick of all of the memes and the articles people are blurbing about Scarlett was robbed, she should have won, and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I wasn't impressed by either of them. Yeah. And Scarlett had such a weird, awkward reveal that it was like, no.
Just because you do the reveal and a glitter doesn't mean you should win. And she's not... Raja's look was much better.
Yeah.
Much better. Scarlett was a worse dancer. I mean, I think Raja has been in the bottom more, but in this week she was not lesser than Scarlett, and her lip sync was better, if not on par. So
yeah,
I can see why.
I don't think Scarlett was robbed. Don't think that it was anything like amazing from Raja. Mm-mm. But I also don't think anything amazing came from Scarlett either. So it was like, I don't know why everyone's so up in arms. I just think it's kind of dumb.
Yeah, I'm with you. And again, I don't like Raja. I'm not a fan. And
I don't either. I wanted her to go home, but I don't think that Scarlett was able. I think this was not her week.
No.
And I don't think she did enough to keep going.
And I'm not really that interested
in what she has to offer.
Yeah. I mean, I want Raja with her silhouettes every week. This dress was the same as last week's, except for last week's was pants, and then she cut it off, and it was just pants again. It's the same.
It's the same.
I'm just...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that. I mean, yeah, I'm not intrigued. It's not like, oh, what's she going to bring next? I don't know. And I don't really care.
Yeah. So, yeah, she lost. She had to
go send what?
Well,
sashay away.
I didn't even know where you were going with that. So.
I don't know. I just came out wrong. Whoops.
Me talk
good.
Rough.
Sometime.
Yeah, it was Scarlett's time to go. I think Raja is close and Suga, but it's their time to go.
Yeah. Ugh. It's hard for me to say, but because I would rather not hear Raja talk anymore, I'm going to hope that Raja goes home next week.
Yeah, I I'm going to go out on a limb.
Ooh.
Well, maybe it's not a huge limb, to be perfectly honest, but I'm going to say
Brooklyn Heights. Just kidding.
Yeah, she can only ballet for so long. I'll have to go with Suga.
I know. It's between the two of them.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Though, if Raja is in the bottom and lip syncs again, there is no way they're letting her through another week. You cannot lip sync every freaking week.
I wonder what the record is.
Oh, I should look that up.
Yeah. We'll bring that stat to you next time.
We'll bring out now the hot stats. Because now
she's three.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Because we're only in episode six, that's half of episodes.
Yeah, that's not good.
You don't deserve to be there if you're in the bottom half of the first six episodes. No, 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 no.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who knows though? Maybe it'll be Silky next episode with that teaser.
Oh my God. I almost threw something at my computer screen. Because Silky, in the preview.
She's out of shit again. Well. She's insane. Crazy.
She's insane.
Yeah, I am so intrigued by this next episode.
Amazing.
Because of that, I'm just she's living in her own world. I think
sometimes I have moments where I think about the future. You know how after each season, you know, you hear more from some queens than you do other queens, and you see their careers, and they're always popping up here and there. And for the most part, I enjoy these things. But I know for a fact that Silky is never going to go away. She's always going to be loud and like popping in where you don't want her. And it's just like, ugh. And sometimes I just get bummed that it's like, she's going to be at Drag Con and she's going to be like, I'm Silky.
She's going to be in an All Stars if she doesn't win it. You know she is just because.
No.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much. Yeah. She's so annoying.
I'm over it. But I mean, she was doing okay for like two episodes.
I know, and I was like encouraged, and then she just like too much.
Yeah. Well, we shall see.
Yeah. Next week we'll see. We'll see. We'll see if she forces Rue to make her lip sync.
Yeah. She got the truffles.
What?
To bring this up to Rue. Rue. Oh my gosh.
What?
Rue.
Did you just have a stroke?
The truffles. I was trying to think of milky, silky, ganache.
Oh, like you treats. Like Silky's balls are
milk deads.
Truffles. Lindsay, it seriously sounded like you had a stroke. She's got the truffles to bring them to RuPaul's. What?
Where's my pants?
What is happening?
Oh, I was trying to be silly and it just backfired.
It was still silly, but not intentionally.
Oh, whoopsie doodle. It's all right.
We'll catch up with you next week, and hopefully Lindsay will have recovered.
I hope so, too.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, thanks, everyone, for listening to us once again on What the Tuck
with Brittany
and Lindsay.
See ya.
Bye.